As governors and state legislatures debate tax hikes to help close their budget gaps, concerns over the potential flight of the wealthy have surfaced again. It's time for a reality check with Veronique Desrougies. She's a senior research fellow for the Mercatus Center that combs through data for us to separate fact from fiction. And Veronique, let's start with your first myth. And myth, good to see you. Let's get right to the myth, because we love talking taxes here. Don't love paying them, but we love talking about them. All right, so myth number one, wealthy people relocate when you raise taxes. You say the fact actually is the wealthy may move assets away, but they do not tend to physically leave highly taxed states. We've got a chart, a pie chart, of showing wealthy people who left New Jersey, my home state, due to tax hikes.
Yeah, so this study was done by Boston College Center of Wealth and Philanthropy, and what they wanted to see is whether it was true that when you hike taxes, even a little bit, and here it was like less than 3% hike, but it's still significant on such a big amount of money, whether they were going to skip. And what they found is a conservative estimate of 350 out of the 44,000 wealthy people left the states, and that was like less than 1%. But one of the things that I love about doing reality check is I check my own misconceptions, right? And I believed for the longest time that you tax people and they skip.
That flight right? of wealthy,
and they
right?
They just live. But they actually don't physically live. It doesn't leave. It doesn't mean that actually their capital doesn't fly away, right? But they stick. Like, I mean, in New York City, it's a great example, right? I mean, location matters. But taxes is just one of those elements that matters. And it's just kind of low on the list.
It depends how serious you. Maybe you would leave, right?
Well, I left already.
Moved straight out of California to Tennessee because he's very serious about that.
So exactly. So what's interesting in the surveys, you see that the people really care about level of taxes. They are really, they will go and they won't think about it. And they will go to low income states. Retirees who are about to move, they will. But for most other people, they just
get into the next one.
This next one is a fantastic one to check your own misconceptions. The myth is that blue states are for entitlements and red states are for small government. Now, the fact is that blue states are net payers. That doesn't really dispel the myth that they're for entitlements, but red states are net recipients.
Yes. So, I mean, right, we hear all the time. I used to say it all the time, and now I don't. So this chart shows you who are the net recipients, and as you can see, basically 17 states are net recipients, 17 out of the 18 states who actually pay more in taxes to the federal government than they get back are blue states, and only, and 21 states who actually receive more than from the federal government than they get are actually red states.
Living off the federal teat, as it were.
Yes. Well, what's interesting is when you put it on a map, right, it's even though this difference between red state and blue state, you know, is highly exaggerated, it's a kind of a good proxy for the heartfelt difference between urban. What you see is like it's really the Northeast, Midwest, West Coast is bankrolling the Great Plains and the South, with one notable exception, which is Texas.
So the blue states are subsidizing the red states. That's
exactly.
What you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to myth number three.
Except for Texas.
Good old Texas. Myth number three: income taxes may be progressive, but the rest of the tax system is not. You say the fact, based on your research, even with a cap on Social Security taxes, high-income earners pay more than low-income ones. And we've got a chart looking at the Social Security payroll tax rate.
So, I mean, that's another thing that I was willing to buy into this idea that the payroll tax, since it's a flat rate for everyone, 12.4% when you put employer-employee tax together, that it was likely regressive. But the thing that we often forget is like the right way to look at this is to actually, those taxes are supposed to pay, in theory, for benefits, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have to do the net tax. And what this tax shows is actually the top two quintiles, basically the top 40%, they pay way more into the system than they get back. And the lower income people actually do pay less into the system. However, low income people, it really doesn't take much income to actually pay more in taxes than get back.
Got it. Veronique, we got to run. Thank you so much, as always.